Hi guys, welcome to Life with Butterfly, where we talk about living in a world without being part of it. We talk about all things Jesus here. We don't judge you. I don't know why I'm saying we. I think I'm talking about me and the people who watch. I just want you to know that in no way, shape, or form do I ever want you to feel judged. I am a very imperfect person. And if I judge you, I would be a hypocrite, okay? Because I ask God's forgiveness all the time, all right? So this is like, if you don't believe in God, if you do believe in God, no matter what your walk is with God, if you're new to knowing God, hey, welcome here. I'm so glad you're here, okay? So welcome, welcome, welcome. Today I'm wearing headphones because if you guys watched the other episode, you would know that I am insecure about the sound. Okay. And it's like, this is my first time doing a podcast. So when I see my little sound monitor thing going into the yellow and the red, I don't know what to do about it. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. Okay. And it seems like when I can hear myself speaking in these headphones, it's like I keep my tone at a certain level. So I don't know, the headphones might be permanent. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But if you guys can see me, you know I'm wearing headphones. If you are looking at the audio, you probably have no idea what I'm talking about. You're so confused. Okay. Today we're talking about deception in the media. And I hesitated doing this one tonight because I just filmed my last episode. And I was like, maybe I shouldn't jump into this one, but I kind of want to, you guys. I'm so excited. I'm so pumped. I'm super duper pumped. Okay. So let's pray our way in. Here we go. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity, Lord. Thank you for the person on the other side of this audio or the other side of this camera, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you so much for this person, Lord. They are fearfully and wonderfully made. Lord, you created them in your image. Lord, they have a purpose, an individual purpose, and a beautiful soul, God. No matter what kind of urges or no matter what kind of feeling their flesh has, it does not change the fact that they are so loved by you. And Lord, thank you that no human or no situation and nothing in life can change the fact that they know that they are loved by you. Lord, when, no matter what their prayer may be, Lord, whether it's an unspoken prayer or a prayer that they've been sending to their prayer group for years, Lord, thank you so much for answering their prayer, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, I people of Jesus, whatever the situation may be, Lord, whatever this person's going through, Lord, I people of Jesus over it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for going first in their lives, Lord. Thank you that they will remain steadfast and unmovable, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you so much for this person, Lord. If they're seeking you, Lord, thank you for showing yourself as so real in their lives, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you so much that you're the kind of God that never leaves us nor forsakes us, Lord, in Jesus' name. So no matter what this person's going through, whether it's a good time or a bad time, Lord, thank you so much for being with them, God, in Jesus' name. And if it's a bad time, Lord, thank you for filling them with peace that's unimaginable, Lord. Thank you for working miracles in their lives, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for speaking through me, through this podcast, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you so much that I will only say what you want me to say. And Lord, thank you that I won't stutter. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so, whoa. I don't know if you guys can hear that. It just started raining really, really hard. Okay, Lord. Okay, God. Oh my gosh, it is raining so hard. Okay, maybe that'll add some drama to this podcast because it is raining heavy. Oh, I hope the lights don't go out. Okay. All right. So let's talk about the deception in the media. So first of all, one thing that I noticed when I was praying and thinking about this podcast episode, I was like, the media bullies us. Like it's like a passive aggressive bullying. It's like it punch you in the face, but the punch is like wrapped in like sugar. Okay. It's like, think about the media. Think about the advertisements, right? Where it's like, oh, you need this next new thing. Oh, you need this and you need that. Oh, you see that bump on your face? Yeah, you don't want that. You need this product. You know your pants and your clothes, that's so last year. Nobody wears that anymore. You don't want that. You need the next new product. What are you drinking out of? I know you're not drinking out of that cup. You need to drink out of this cup because that cup is so not in. This cup is in. What are you doing with yourself? You don't need to be doing that. You need to be doing this. What is this? What is that? What is that? Like all this discontentment. And we're constantly being bullied. And in psychology, because I was a psychology major, and I know that some Christians are completely against talking about psychology, but I really feel like God led me into psychology because science is the study of God's creation. No matter what humans want to make of it, science is the study of God's creation. And so in psychology, we studied advertisements. And the cool, well, not even cool, but the most interesting thing about advertisements is, you know why we have them? Like, think about a billboard. You know why we have billboards? We have billboards because it's constantly reminding you of the product, right? So say, for example, you see a soda brand on this billboard and you look at the billboard and you're like, huh, right? Or even if you're just riding past, you don't even see it, right? Your mind sees it. They're putting that soda in your subconscious. In your subconscious, you see the soda. So next time you go to the store, your brain is going to make you crave the thing that it sees the most. So you're going to go to the store and you're going to be like, you know what? I think I'm going to get this brand of soda. Why? Because you saw it like 20 times on all the billboards driving to the store. Like, you see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? And so in the media, they're constantly kind of bullying us into buying something. They're constantly kind of portraying something as bigger than it ought to be to make us buy this thing or to get this thing and say, you're not satisfied. If you want to be in, you need to be a glut. Oh my gosh, I just realized it's gluttony, technically, to have to want all of these things. And like I said, I'm not hating on you if you deal with this, because to be honest, hey, my house has way too many plants. Why? Because I'm a bit of a plantaholic. I love plants. I have too many plants. I've killed a few and I have way too many. I have orchids and everything. And it's like I go to the store and I have all the varieties of plants. And when I get there, I'm like, I don't have the purple flower orchids though. And it's toxic, but in a weird way. What is our flesh? You know, our flesh is not going to be satisfied. We constantly want more and more and more and more. And even in sin, what do we want? We want more and more and more and more and more. You know what I mean? You end up just looking at a little porn, you know, and you look at that a little bit and then you start looking at it more and more and more. And now you have a whole fetish and you don't know why you can't commit to one person that you love and you're having trouble loving this person. Why? Well, you just obsessed with porn. You know, porn changes your whole brain chemistry. It's insane. And it starts out so small. Drugs start out so small. And we're going way off topic, but just think about it. A person does a little bit of the drug and now next thing you know, they're full addicts, you know? And it's like, I think I just went way off topic, but it's like in the media, they show us little bits and bits and bits of sin to kind of make us feel like we need to do this thing, whether it's gluttony, like I just said, whether it's this false sense that we're inadequate. God said, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. God said, honey, I made you in my image. God said, you don't need to lean on your understanding because I got you. I got you. I'm going to lead and direct your path. I got you. I have your best interests at heart. God said, I'm a God that gives good gifts. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Right? And it's like the media is like, no, 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 no. You need more and more and more and more and more to be happy. The media is giving us this idea, this illusion that we are in charge of our own happiness. And that's toxic because the reality is we are fickle. All right. Like I can just give you, let me prove to you that everyone's a hypocrite. Okay. Imagine. When you were in middle school, your opinions in middle school were probably hard. You thought you knew what you were talking about. And now look at you now. Or if you are in middle school, imagine when you were in elementary school, you were so sure about that one thing. And now you have a completely different idea about it because we're constantly growing. We're constantly developing. Our minds are constantly moving forward and our ideas are expanding with our experiences and things like that. And so we need God because God teaches us to be content in Him and to trust in Him, to not lean on our own understanding, but to trust in God. We have this knack of learning from our own experiences, which is natural. We learn from our own experiences. But the problem with that is we end up with biases. We end up with fears and insecurities. It's like, well, last time I tried public speaking, it was a mess. Now I'm scared to do public speaking again, because we kind of hold on to our past selves and our past experiences, and we use that to try and predict what's going to happen in the future. But God says, don't lean on your own understanding. Trust me. Trust me. Don't lean on your own understanding. And it's difficult to do that when we think that we are in charge of our own happiness and our own emotions. And we are in charge of our own emotions. I meant our own happiness. And in the media, it gives us the sense that somehow we are in charge of that if we just get more and more and more. But let's just be real with ourselves. No matter how much we collected, we never really found happiness or contentment for the most part, because we always need more, right? I went to the store for 3 plants. Tell me why I have over 20 now. Right? I don't know why I like plants. Like, there's one right here. If you guys are looking on the video, there's a plant right there. Okay. That's just one of many. And it's a lot, right? I had one plant that had bugs in it, and those bugs spread to a bunch of my other plants. It killed off 8 plants. Now I'm getting overwhelmed because I wasn't satisfied with the 3 that I had. That would have been so much easier to maintain. And even to me saying this, I'll probably go to the store and find a cute plant and still buy it. I don't know if I'm a good example, but moving forward, it's like the media says, in relationships, right? If you want to have a good relationship and you want to be happy, you need to go and sleep around. You need to go sleep around and just have a ball sleeping with a bunch of different people so that you can gain experience. Like, have you guys ever heard that? I've had so many people say, you need to sleep around so you can gain experiences. Like, what? It's like you're creating soul ties. You're creating these false bonds that you're not going to be able to get out of. Well, you can get out of them, but it's difficult because you have soul ties. Imagine if the husband that you're praying for, the man that you really, really want, the man that is just going to be solid, God-sent, God-fearing, handsome, fine man, okay? Imagine this guy is the guy that you love. That's your future right there. But the player that you slept around with years ago, he was really, really good. Okay? He was not a good person. His character sucks, but you lust for him. You know that's going to ruin your perfectly good potential marriage here? That's going to ruin it, because you're so filled with the lust of this last guy you're with, or the last few guys you're with, that now it's kind of tainting your relationship. The media doesn't tell you that. It's like studies have already found that people who had a lot of sex partners have trouble with long-term relationships or marriages. They have a higher rate of divorce when they have all these sex partners. Did the media tell you that? No. No, they didn't. They gave us this illusion that love was going to fill this gaping hole in our heart that only God could fill. And it's kind of abusive in a way what the media says that we're going to get. And it planted this since we were little. It's like the knight in shining armor is going to go and pick us up, and all of our troubles in life are going to be gone because that's all we need. You know what I mean? And in reality, he's an imperfect person too. Or she's an imperfect person, you know? And when you look to this person to kind of be your God in a way, because you want him to fill all the needs of your heart, when God says that he's going to fill the desires of your heart, but you're looking to this other person and you're like, no, 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 I want you to do it. And the person's imperfect. The person's heart, he or herself, isn't even filled. So how is he going to fill your heart? And he's not even filled. You know what I mean? So both of you guys are looking for something in the other person. You're draining each other. You're pulling each other apart because you're doing what the media told you to do instead of what God told you to do. And what did God tell you to do? Well, God tells that love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. You know what I mean? The media is like, no, 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 no. Love is a feeling. love is something that you feel, and this person is supposed to be your other, your better half, and then they're supposed to fill this hole in your heart, and they're supposed to be doing all this stuff to uplift you. And if they don't make you happy, get rid of them. Well, no, love is patient. Love is kind. You know, we're not supposed to be anxious saying, oh, no, he made a mistake and he's not filling the hole in my heart now. And since he's not doing it right, I don't want you anymore. Imagine if he did that to you. You guys just sucking each other out. Like, I remember I was reading a book for college and this guy said the best marriages is when both partners are selfless. So that way they're constantly feeding into each other. It's like, babe, what can I do to make you happy? 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 Now, the way I said that was a little weird. What can I do to make you happy? But in reality, if you're constantly giving to each other, do you know how beautiful that would be? Like, and let's not forget that I was looking at my phone and I was looking at through the Gospels and I was like, wait, Jesus, I don't remember Jesus ever physically saying, I love you. Now, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but I haven't seen it where he says, I love you verbally. Huh. Why didn't he say that? Well, because he showed you in his actions. He showed you what love is. He sacrificed himself. He did the best that he could do. I mean, he was perfect, okay? But he showed you what love is through his actions, and it's selfless. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Did God say, I love you? I mean, if I'm wrong, please correct me, but I haven't seen it. Why? Because he showed us in his actions, because God is love. And so the media is like, no. You have to say, I love you 1,000 times. And, you know, if the person's treating you wrong, you know, if that's not making you happy, leave. Now, I'm not saying that you should tolerate abuse or anything like that, okay? I want to make that extra clear. A lot of religious people feel like you should tolerate abuse. You should not tolerate abuse, okay? And what really supports that to me is when the Bible says you love others as you love yourself. And so it didn't say you love others as you hate yourself. You love others as you despise yourself. No. You love others as you love yourself. There should be some level of self-love there and self-respect, not self-idolization, okay? Not being self-absorbed, but there should be some level of self-love where you want respect for yourself. And if that person is abusing you and if he's treating you terribly or she's treating you terribly and it is hurting you, that's not love. That's actually abusive. That's satanic. You can get away from that is what I'm saying. But the media says that everything's going to come quick, fast, and in a hurry. In reality, you have to work on relationships. The media doesn't tell you that. Lastly, the deception of the media is the influencer lifestyle. Now, I'm not saying that all influencers do that, right? But the idea that the influencers show you part of their lives, that's like this perfect version of their lives that isn't really real, it's also deceptive. And I feel like in this way, we are surrounded by lies from every angle because of how the media portrays life in this unrealistic way. And God's like, no, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. All these things will be added to you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. You're supposed to be seeking God first because what does God say? God's like, you are my child. I'm your father. I know what your heart needs. I created you. I created you and I love you. I adored you. I gave my only begotten son to die for your sins to give you a chance. Throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament for the most part, throughout the Old Testament, people consistently broke God's heart. People consistently broke their promises. People consistently, for lack of a better term, annoyed God. And for some reason, he still loves us and he's still trying to get a relationship with us. And he gives us thousands and thousands and thousands of chances. Why? Because he loves us. Very, very selfless, I must admit, because I would have been pissed off. Okay, I don't have that much patience to be constantly hurt by people and still love them and still be there for them. I think the thing about humanity that's really interesting, though, we are put in this position where we're like, oh, you know, I broke my promises to God 1,000 times, but I still expect God to come through and honor his promise, though, right? And if God puts me anything inconvenient, I'm pissed. It's like we're in this world where everything comes so fast. And even that is an illusion in the media, I feel. Everything comes so fast, you know, you don't really need to work on anything, right? I remember my phone was loading, and my phone just took like 30 seconds, and I was like, oh, this is taking forever, you know? And I just think, like, the deception in the media is mainly the fact that most of the media is false, and it goes against what God is telling us to do. A lot of the media takes sin, whether it's lust, whether it's gluttony, whether it's a false love that is kind of really self-absorbed, because if you're loving a person for them to do something for you, that's kind of like a self-sided, self-absorbed love. And it's like the media gives us all of these sins for the most part, and they butter them up and they're like, this is going to make you feel happy, when it doesn't. I mean, if we're all real with ourselves, it doesn't make us feel happy. It doesn't make us happy. Makes us feel empty. It makes us want God, whether we realize that or not. You know, they're like, well, if relationships don't work, practice self-love. Okay, what is self-love? Well, self-love is when you follow your heart. Well, the Bible says the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. And like I said earlier, we're kind of all fickle. And I mean, and that's humbling, because nobody wants to think that. I mean, I know I don't want to think that, but it's a bit humbling. And so at the end of the day, we need God's word, and we need what God has for us. And when we are saturated with what the media says, it just leaves us empty. And all they do is take that emptiness that they already created, and they say, you need more of XYZ and things that man created. So yeah, I think that overall, that is the deception of the media. The fact that it's giving us a false sense of love, a false sense of fulfillment. And you know it's false because it's always temporary. And that moment that we buy that new thing they advertise, we feel good in that moment. And then it goes away, and then we need the next thing. When we first start practicing the love that the media shows us, we feel good when we first meet this guy and he's hot and we start lusting after him. That feels good. But then it just leaves us empty at the end of the day. And it's like you have to keep going to constantly feel fulfilled. Whereas God's like, I'm giving you true fulfillment. I'm giving you true love. I'm giving you true, honestly, God's truth is the only true truth, if that makes any sense at all. And so he's giving us reality of having a relationship with God, having a relationship with our creator. And that's what we truly need. So that way we can feel fulfilled. But the media doesn't show us that. So yeah. Yeah, that's what's up. I really hope that this podcast inspired you in some way. I think I swallow too much while I'm on a podcast. I really do, you guys. Can you guys hear me swallow? I hope you guys cannot hear me swallow, because I really feel like I swallow way too much, okay? But then again, if I wasn't swallowing, what would I be doing? Yeah, that would be gross. So I am swallowing, but I keep thinking that I swallow too loud and that you guys can hear it. Like, this is my insecurities coming out. But overall, you guys, if you keep finding your fulfillment and your identity in the media, it's going to leave you empty, because it's going to keep saying, hey, you need more. And then, hey, look at this false idea of love that doesn't exist. It looks pretty, doesn't it? Why don't you try to get in reality? Oh, no, you can't. That was a bit blunt. But whoever God has for you is for you. And it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be amazing. Just keep your faith throughout the New Testament. When Jesus in the Gospels, Jesus always said, your faith has healed you. I healed you for your faith. He admired your faith. Keep your faith. whoever the guy is that you want or the girl that you're looking for, just keep your faith. You'll find this person, amazing person, in the perfect time for both of your lives. And it's going to be beautiful because it's going to be the purpose that God has for you guys. It's going to be amazing. And so just trust God, because at the end of the day, He will give you the desires of your heart. The media cannot give you the desires of their heart, because the people trying to give you the desires of your heart didn't even feel the desires of their own heart. They don't know. They're human. We're all imperfect. They don't know. Anyway, I hope you guys have a great day, and I will see you guys next time. How exciting. Okay. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.